Jason, alcoholic. My sobriety date is sometime in January of 07. I don't know the specific date, so that could be a faux pas. Either way, I'll briefly discuss how it was, what it was like. It sucked. You know, I came in the rooms when I was 23, and I knew I had to stop drinking. And I probably should have came in earlier. I'm kind of envious of people who came in, got it, and stuck around, because that wasn't the case for me. I stuck around for about 2 years. I really didn't get into the steps, even though I had sponsors offering their time to me. It was great. You know, the first time was great, even though I didn't get into step work, just because I was relieved of the obsession to drink. And I was able to actually get some things accomplished, and I kind of feel guilty about taking advantage of the program the first time I came in, because I didn't really give back that much. I realize now you have to give back in order to stay sober, or to have any type of contentful life. I'm not going to, embellish in a lot of war stories, because, you know, I did have a good time, but the bad times outweighed the good. But I like to talk a little bit about my experience when I came back in. I was actually dry for a long time. I was dry for about 4 years the first time, because that's how afraid I was to pick up again. And I went back to school because I initially flunked out of college, and ended up finishing school, got a job, stopped going to meetings for a long time, probably about a year, and I eventually picked up again. The relapse didn't involve alcohol, but I'm strictly going to stick to, if I mention any type of mood-altering substance, it's going to be restricted to alcohol, just out of respect to the rooms. I came back in. I went out. I was driving about 4 years, and I picked up, and I was out there for like less than a year, and I started getting manic and totally isolated, totally cut off from AA. I don't even know how I stayed out that long, to tell you the truth, even though I was forewarned that it would get worse. I had no idea how bad it really was going to be. You know, I'm actually lucky to be alive today, standing in front of you this evening. It was around 27. I came back in, and I actually sought out counseling for that, because I didn't want to come back into the rooms. I was so detached from the program, and I really had no clue what the program was, having never been thoroughly through the steps. And I was at that point, I believed myself to be an atheist. That's how full of myself I was. That's how far the disease took me, you know. But lo and behold, I was advised by my counselor to go back in AA because I still had the urge to drink. And I didn't want to hear that, you know. Unbeknownst to me at the time, he was a substance abuse counselor, which, you know, I had no clue. I thought my problems lied elsewhere. So, with that being said, I stepped into AA, and there was this atheist sitting right next to me on my first meeting, a Thursday night at Yana. And I initially got sober over there in Clearwater, and at this point in time, I was residing in South Tampa, and I was gainfully employed at the time. I still had some certifications I had to get finished, and, you know, my intention was to get clean again and get the certification I needed, and then, you know, probably kiss AA goodbye again, you know, because I wasn't ready to commit for a lifetime, everyday ritual, you know. I wasn't ready for it. And I actually didn't become ready for it probably until 3 months ago. And so I came in January of 2007 again, and I got a sponsor, and I wanted to do the steps, and I did the steps. And, you know, it was actually one of the most gratifying experiences I've ever had, you know. As far, I never really had a spiritual experience that can equate to the first time after I finished the initial steps. And I have done the steps again since then. I haven't really had a spiritual awakening, so to speak. But, you know, it is what it is. Maybe it'll happen again. I don't know. But I don't really need it. And it actually got me back in a church, which I never thought I'd find myself back in, especially a confession booth, for crying out loud. I mean, that was, I don't want to go 10 years without a confession again. You know, it was a little humiliating. Plus, he wanted to see me face to face at the time. He wasn't even willing to see me behind the screen, you know. I mean, I wanted to make sure I was still in one piece, I assume. Either way, pardon my dry humor. With that being said, again, I got back on the steps, and actually I had to switch sponsors, and this guy left Dallas, and he's having some problems now, but, you know, and that's when I realized it really doesn't matter how much time you have in this program or how many people you sponsor or haven't sponsored. It really is, as cliche as it may sound, it's a one day at a time, you know, program. And I have to get up every day, and I really didn't start hitting my knees till probably about 4 months ago. And it's because after another 2 years in the program, after my second time back, I decided, you know, I can just skimp on AA and go maybe once a week. And then, you know, once a week turned into once every month, and it was scary, you know, and I pretty much lost my sanity once again. You know, I was contemplating suicide, and I had to throw myself back in the program. But this time, after 9 years, you know, of experience with the program, I knew what to do. You know, I knew the program didn't fail. People fail the program, you know. And unfortunately, this disease afflicts many members of my family. I've had many family members die. And to this day, some like, for instance, my father still can't get the program, you know. And I have to separate myself from people who don't want to get healthy, you know. And but anything is possible with the program, and now things are good again. And usually when that happened, I would run away. You know, I'd say, okay, thanks, guys. I did my part. Now it's time for me to do what I have to do out there. And as many of you may or may not know, that's not how this thing works. If you don't know yet, you're soon going to find out. And that's, unfortunately, how it works. How much time do I have? Because 5 minutes. I really don't have anything else. That's all I got. Thanks.